Essay 54, Autonomy, Lewis Thomas. Working a typewriter by touch, like riding a bicycle or strolling on a path, is best done by not giving it a glancing thought. Once you do, your fingers fumble and hit the wrong keys. To do things involving practice skills, you need to turn loose the systems of muscles and nerves responsible for each maneuver. Place them on their own and stay out of it. There is no real loss of authority in this, since you get to decide whether to do the thing or not, and you can intervene and embellish the technique any time you like. If you want to ride a bicycle backward or walk with an eccentric loping gait, giving a little skip every fourth step, whistling at the same time, you can do that. But if you concentrate your attention on the details, keeping in touch with each muscle, thrusting yourself into a free fall with each step, and catching yourself at the last moment by sticking out the other foot in time to break the fall, you will end up immobilized, vibrating with fatigue. It is a blessing to have options for choice and change in the learning of such unconsciously coordinated acts. If we were born with all these knacks inbuilt, automated like ants, we would surely miss the variety. It would be a less interesting world if we all walked and skipped alike and never fell from bicycles. If we were all genetically programmed to play the piano deftly from birth, we might never learn to understand music. The rules are different for the complicated, coordinated, fantastically skilled manipulations we perform with our insides. We do not have to learn anything. Our muscle cells are born with complete instructions, in need of no help from us, and they work away on their own schedules, modulating the lumen of blood vessels, moving things through intestines, opening and closing tubules according to the requirement of the entire system. Secretory cells elaborate their products in privacy. The heart contracts and relaxes. Hormones are sent off to react silently with cell membranes, switching adrenal cyclase, prostaglandin, and other signals on and off. Cells communicate with each other by simply touching. Organelles send messages to other organelles. All of this goes on continually without ever a personal word from us. The arrangement is that of an ecosystem, with the operation of each part being governed by the state and function of all the other parts. When things are going well, as they generally are, it is an infallible mechanism.